Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, you do not want to miss this Friday broadcast. There have been multiple, six new big developments concerning Nicholas Berg. And we've got a bunch of other news as well for you on the police state, more on surging oil prices, the economy. There is just so much to cover here on the show today. My friends, it has now come out that Nick Berg worked at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. It has now come out that he was investigated with the hijackers back on 9/11. We've got him in U.S. government custody, handed right over to Al-Qaeda. They tried to deny that. Now there's been diplomats' emails. The FBI admits he was in coalition custody for 13 and a half days. Why did they lie about that? We've got the guys that are holding him wearing gold rings, which is forbidden by Islam. We've got now a Westerner's American voice. And I remember listening, watching the video a few nights ago, and hearing the voice and saying, I must be hearing things. But now British radio show's gotten it, boosted the audio, and you hear a Westerner talking in the background. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. It's like 9/11, where you've got people calling public officials, telling them not to fly to New York that day. You've got the Bushes meeting with the Bin Ladens, flying them out of the country. You've got Cheney ordering NORAD to stand down. You've got passports magically falling out of the skies when everything else is incinerated. I mean, I've had to make two videos, write a book, publish a book, just to tell part of the story of 9/11. And you'd have to be a wild conspiracy theorist to think 19 hijackers did it. You'd have to be a wild conspiracy theorist to not think something doesn't stink to high heaven concerning this Nicholas Berg situation. We've got the supposed guy cutting Berg's head off, MSNBC reporting, that he was reported, confirmed dead in Mosul up in northern Iraq 3 months ago. And again, it goes on and on and on and on. What sloppy jobs they do. Bizarre new Lincoln Berg case. A CIA official said Thursday that U.S. intelligence officials have concluded that terrorist leader Abu Musab al-Zawahiri was in high probability the person shown on the video beheading of American Nicholas Berg, based on an analysis of the voice on the video. But they go on to admit that he was dead 3 months ago. And then they continue. U.S. officials say the FBI questioned Berg in 2002 after a computer password Berg used in a college turned up in the possession of Zacharias Moussaoui, the Al-Qaeda operative arrested shortly before 9/11 for his suspicious activity at a flight school in Minnesota. The Bureau had already dismissed the connection between Berg and Moussaoui. I mean, he's working at Abu Ghraib prison. He's in coalition custody, handed right over to Al-Qaeda. I mean, that's CIA right there. Al-Qaeda is CIA. We've got enemies list out there on the net for his family before all this happens. We've got all of, I mean, this guy obviously was an operative, people. He's probably basking in the Maui sun right now, like Whitman, Price, and Dodd. They're debt to society, paid in full. You can trust the running man. We don't lie. I mean, come on. I got to be calm here to go over all this. This is just ridiculous. It's like we're meant to find out about this. It's like we're meant to see through it. These people are so sloppy. Or if they did kill him, it's a stage deal. I mean, and then there's the video. No blood spurting, no blood dripping from the severed head. What in the world is going on here? All right, folks, we'll be right back after this break and calmly launch into all of this. Then your calls and some guests. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. There is a major British radio show that heard what I heard several days ago. I was watching the video, had it turned up on the internet, and clearly heard not just the part that they found, but I heard Western voices in the background, clear as day, directing the staged event with supposedly cutting Nick Berg's head off. But I got busy on other things and literally just never went back to it because we have a very small staff. You're looking at chief cook and bottle washer and janitor and CEO and video editor, and I'm the guy that carries the trash out around here. We all do. We all work continually. And so later in this hour, we're going to play this clip, and we got Paul Watson with us. We need to go back over that audio because there's other voices in there that the British media didn't pick up on. And again, how I just forgot about this and moved on, it's because there's so many inconsistencies. And joining us is one of our chief analysts and the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com. He's Paul Watson, my good friend, my compadre, my collaborator on all this. Paul, let's just shotgun. I'm just going to have you on for this segment. I appreciate you coming on, and then I'm going to go through all the news. Let's shotgun out the bullet points. I mean, Berg's working at the prison, Abu Ghraib. We've got Berg sitting in the same chair as the degenerate torture masters, same stuff in the prison. We've got him under 9/11 investigation with Moussaoui. He's got a classic intelligence background, a classic CIA background. The video, now a lot of doctors are saying it's fake. No blood spraying, no blood dripping from the head. We've got all of this. Paul, I mean, run down this for us.
Well, yeah, there are at least 20, 25 inconsistencies which suggest that this was staged. First of all, the fact that MSNBC reported that Berg worked at a night tower in the Abu Ghraib, you know, the prison, the site of the torture. And now we've got the photos on PrisonPlanet.tv where the military police at Abu Ghraib are using the exact same standard issue white chairs as the one seen in the Berg execution. And they mentioned the audio there. The scene where Berg says who he is isn't consistent with the execution scene because the audio in the first scene sounds like it's from a kind of built-in microphone in the camera because the audio is really bad. You can barely hear it even though the camera's close to Berg and there's some background noise. But then in the execution scene, you know, where they're all 15 to 20 feet away from
it becomes the camera, very crisp.
Yeah, and there's no background noise, so...
By the way, we work with video. I mean, I saw this video, it was very suspicious, but we always give it time. We don't just jump to conclusions, we give you the information. And within 24 hours, I had questions. Now, I'm totally sure, Paul, you'd have to be a wild-eyed conspiracy theorist to say that this isn't a staged psyop.
Well, it suggests, the audio thing suggests that it was dubbed on after, which is also, you know, why this scream that we hear... People have analysed it and said that it's clearly a woman's voice and that, you know, Zarqawi, the supposed assassin, was dead months ago, and even if it was him on the video, you'd see his, you know, he'd have a pronounced limp because he had an artificial leg.
Also, these guys, yeah, wouldn't be jumping down on the ground doing this. Also, these guys are in a rock-hard, ready, special forces stance. They've got their boots tucked in. This is pretty sloppy.
Exactly. Just look at the stance. It looks like your typical, you know, military stance. The Iraqis. How many Iraqis have you seen on the news, you know, in the protests that are fat and bloated with pale white skin? I certainly haven't seen many. The statement itself that's read out does not mention Al-Qaeda. That was later added in by the U.S. government.
And by the way, that's the Associated Press. Clearly, they say Arabs must stop sitting on their hind ends, and they took sitting on your hind end, which is similar but not even close to Al-Qaeda, which means base. Base and sitting are close in Arabic.
And the speaker who reads out the statement, who is supposed to be Zarqawi, according to the CIA, you know, whenever the CIA verifies something as accurate, that immediately tells us that it's not.
They're the same ones that gave us the fat bin Laden in the dark room, which they later admitted was fake, when the British and French said, this isn't the same guy, same voice, voice pattern analysis in like five different countries, top firms, did tests. They took bin Laden's voice and ran it through a voice synthesizer as a voice-analyzed code key, which is about 100%. And then they tried to run this other voice through, wasn't even close.
Well, the last statement that bin Laden ever made that everyone agreed was real was 2 days after September 11th, where he said in an interview that he wasn't responsible for it, and that was the end of it. But going back to the speaker in the Berg tape, the accent of Zarqawi, if it's supposedly him, should be Jordanian, but numerous Arabs have analyzed it and said that it sounds more like some kind of Egyptian accent. Or other dialects, nothing like Jordanian. He's also wearing a gold ring, which is, according to Islamic websites, forbidden in Islamic law.
Well, I went to college with a lot of Muslims, and they don't, I mean, if they're practicing, if they're even, you know, believe in their God, they don't wear jewelry.
And
they don't even have gold sewing in their hats.
Yeah, and on top of that, you've got a couple of these men in, you know, white Nike sneakers or something. It just stinks to high heaven.
But now we have him with Moussaoui under FBI investigation.
Oh, yes. Just another coincidence. All the neocons were talking about that last night on the, you know, WABC, and they were all saying just a bizarre coincidence.
Bizarre coincidence he worked at the prison. Bizarre coincidence that he got picked up for 13 and a half days and they lied about it and got caught lying and now admit that it was a, quote, mistake, we did have him in custody. Just all bizarre coincidences.
So the question is, why was he trading passwords, computer passwords, with Zacharias Moussaoui, who was supposed to be the 20th hijacker?
It's an obvious, another McVeigh-type, Lee Harvey McVeigh, Berg patsy.
Also, the AK-47's been analyzed by weapons experts, and they're what's called a Gilal model, G-I-L-A-L, which is Israeli-made.
Nah!
And, of course, it was in the Associated Press yesterday. They first tried to lie outright by saying that Berg was never in U.S. custody, so the family went ahead and released the ambassador's emails, which went back and forth, which talked about him.
The FBI interviewed him three, now we learn they're saying maybe five times, confirmed three, in the base prison under U.S. control.
So there's an attempt, a blatant lie. There's an attempt at a cover-up already.
Well, this is what happened. He leaves the prison where he was doing work, tries to leave the country, goes into the north, gets grabbed by the Iraqi coalition forces, goes into U.S. hands, is interviewed three times. Now they're saying five by the FBI, confirmed and admitted. Then the generals lie about it. Turns out he's connected with Moussaoui. All of this stuff going on, I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
And, of course, as you mentioned, numerous doctors have come out and said that if you behead someone, then you cut major arteries and that there would be blood everywhere, and there's basically no blood at all.
And I hate to go into this, but a lot of us have seen video of slaughterhouses. I've been in them a couple times. Folks, I mean, let me tell you, I shoot a deer, 45 minutes later, gut it. You know, by the time you get to cutting the head off, that's an hour into the dressing of the animal, and the coagulated blood spills out into a gut bucket. If they were cutting his head off live, I've read descriptions of the guillotining, I mean, blood would spray 10, 15 feet.
And there's no struggle from Berg whatsoever, which suggests that he was already dead, as was the case with...
Berg is even dead, we have a government that puts out fake bin Laden tapes, fake videotapes, fake Niger documents, fake.
Well, who knows, but all we know is that there are 20 to 25 anomalies. We've got an article on prisonplanet.tv, 15 anomalies surrounding death of Nick Berg. And that basically outlines what we've said. We've got more on top of that that we've added ourselves, which is in our own section on this on prisonplanet.tv, so people can go ahead and take a look for themselves.
Any other areas? I mean, I'm going to come back myself and read over some of these in a kind of formed fashion, not just all over the map, but anything else we need to talk about, Paul?
All that I've seen on top of that is the fact that I basically last night read about eight different Arab newspapers, and the entire Arab world knows that this is fake.
And NBC led last night with the nightly news that the CIA killed Berg to distract attention.
Yeah, so now they're trying to take it and say it's an Arab conspiracy theory, so anyone else that questions what happened is, you know, in league with those filthy Arabs. They'd use that tactic every time anyway, but that's what NBC reported last night.
We're not calling them filthy Arabs, that's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
That's what they're implying. Well, I tell you, this is P2OG, a $7 billion program to do this kind of stuff, and it stinks to high heaven, Paul.
It doesn't. I mean, this video came out, Tuesday evening? Monday evening, maybe? Tuesday evening, actually. And already there are this many inconsistencies with the official version of events. As ever.
And they don't want that video seen, folks, because it's so obviously fake, and it's got these Western voices in it.
And in fact, someone did an analysis of the initial website where the video was supposedly posted, this Arab website. And the analysis suggested that the video was uploaded directly from London, and that this website is basically all of it's based in London.
Well, we know who the bosses of all the intelligence, and that's MI5 and MI6. They're the global bosses.
Exactly.
They've got the most practice at this empire manipulation. And joining us from the center of the empire is Paul Watson. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
Take care. All right, my friends. We'll be back from Austin, Texas. I'll get into all this news, and we'll take your calls. at 800-259-9231, but this Berg thing is big.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen. Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use a Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
All right, my friends. Your calls are coming up in the next segment at 800-259-9231. This Berg case isn't just about this poor individual, if it's true, getting his head cut off. It's about the propaganda, the lies, the whole system. Now, here's an article I wrote in about 5 minutes this morning, and under it are literally dozens and dozens of links to every single claim we make here and other areas I didn't even cover in the article because I ran out of time having to come here to the studio. 98% chance that this is a military-industrial complex psyop. InfoWars.com, Alex Jones. One would have to be totally blind to ignore the incredible stench of P2OG Pentagon Theater in the case of Nick Berg. We've got Nick Berg in U.S. custody for 13 days. A diplomat's email confirms this. The FBI admits it. The Iraqi puppet government confirms it. Meanwhile, the Defense Department was desperately trying to deny it. Now they have to admit it. Now they have to admit that Berg was indeed in their custody. Then Berg gets released and within days is in the hands of Al-Qaeda. Many doctors have looked at the video and it is questionable. When you cut someone's head off, blood can spray up to 10 feet. Now we learn that he was under investigation by the FBI right after 9/11 for having the same password as one of Al-Qaeda's decoys, Mr. Moussaoui. On top of all that, we now learn that he had done work at the infamous Abu Ghraib prison. Don't forget who stands to gain from all of this. Right when Bush's bacon needs to be pulled out of the fire, this video magically pops up, Al-Qaeda helping as usual. Remember, Colin Powell testified, testifying before Congress, saying that Saddam was working with bin Laden, despite all the evidence pointing in the other direction. Then magically, that day, a new Arab Qaeda tape gets released when bin Laden agrees and says he is working with Saddam. This is the same military theater company that plants fake letters from troops in papers and consults Jerry Bruckheimer, the famous director, on how to stage the rescue of Jessica Lynch, a rescue story that she called a fable. Remember 2 years ago that the fat bin Laden in the blurry video telling us that he carried out 9/11. The government later admitted that it was fake but wouldn't say who created it. And of course there's more. The supposed Al-Qaeda leader in Iraq, who they say cut Berg's head off, was reportedly in the March 4, 2004 MSNBC to be killed in a bombing raid in Mosul in northern Iraq 3 months ago. There are about 20 other fishy points we've added all together. It spells psychological warfare operation. And then we have this break for the news out of England with these Western voices. A faint Western voice can be heard twice in the final seconds. You can hear it other places, too. Of the infamous video, which they don't want you to see, of the beheading of Nick Berg. The voice may be saying, "Thy will be done." And the sound can be heard in all copies of the tape, which breakfornews.com has examined. We have amplified the relevant section of the tape, and you can listen to the link above. And again, on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we have all of this posted. And here are the other articles. Al-Qaeda falsely added to statement transcript by U.S. government, AP. Berg decapitation video declared a fraud by doctor. Bloggers doubt Berg execution video. Beheading shocks Iraqis who despair over violence. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. This is from CBS News, bizarre new link in Berg murder. It says initially Berg's murder seemed to be a case of an eccentric young American with a classic intelligence operative modus operandi, I would add, who was in the wrong place at the wrong time, just as the revelations of American mistreatment of Iraqi prisoners were coming to light. But CBS News national security correspondent David Martin reports on what is turning out to be a bizarre mystery with a connection to 9/11. U.S. officials say the FBI questioned Berg in 2002 after a computer password Berg used in college turned up in the possession of the Zacharias Moussaoui, the Al-Qaeda operative arrested shortly before 9/11 for a suspicious activity at a flight school in Minnesota. The Bureau has already dismissed the connection between Berg and Moussaoui as nothing more than a college student who had been careless about protecting his password. But in the weeks of Berg's gruesome murder, it became a stranger-than-fiction coincidence. An American who inadvertently gave away his computer password to one of the notorious Al-Qaeda operatives is later murdered by another notorious Al-Qaeda operative who they claim died 3 months ago. Berg's body was found Saturday in Baghdad. Two emails he sent to his family and his friends show he traveled widely and unguarded throughout Iraq, an unsafe practice rarely done by Westerners. And now it turns out, MSNBC, Associated Press, that he worked at Abu Ghraib. He worked at the prison. He's being, come on, people. Come on. It just gets richer and richer by the minute. and I haven't hit 10% of it. We will when we get back and take your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Old timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. There's seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live on this Friday edition, 33 minutes and 15 seconds into global transmission against tyranny, as we defend against tyranny, as we resist it, my friends, as we try to bolster and support liberty and get people to think outside the box and to become as knowledgeable about the Constitution and America and the geopolitical scene, which is very exciting and frightening, as you are about, well, the last episode of Frasier or Friends. Who cares? When we're talking about our children's and grandchildren's future, the future of humanity. What we're talking about here, my friends, is the very future of humanity. Are we going to continue to allow the elite to create the crises, to create the boogeymen, as the pretext for enslaving us? It's got to stop. It's got to stop now. Now, I know we got a lot of callers. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. And for those that just joined us, let me briefly go over this again. It has now come out that Nick Berg was under investigation because of connections and giving passwords and a bunch of other stuff now coming out with Zacharias Moussaoui, the supposed 20th hijacker. He was under FBI surveillance. He was interviewed. All of this. Now it turns out he did contract work for the Pentagon at Abu Ghraib prison in Baghdad, the most infamous of the 32 camps in Iraq. On top of this, now, it gets even more out of control. The Pentagon has to admit that they did have him in custody and tried to lie about it. And then on top of it, there's these photographs of the very same plastic chairs where we see the guards posing for their sexapage, and he's in the exact same model of chair issued and brought in by the military. Could be a coincidence. The supposed people that are about to cut his head off are wearing, some of them, gold rings, forbidden by Islam. On top of it, we've got individuals who were there doing the torturing, cutting the head off. The person they claim that did it died 3 months ago, according to the Pentagon and MSNBC and the Associated Press. It goes on and on and on. The snub-nosed, shortened AK-47 that one of them had has been confirmed to be an Israeli-issued model produced by the Israelis. This is only the tip of the iceberg. And no, the pun was not intended, but nevertheless is a pun. You know, berg, iceberg. Just incredible. Absolutely incredible. What do you think about this? Then we'll get into all the police state and gas price news and the rest of it. Right now, let's go ahead and go to the calls. Emmett in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Emmett.
Yes, yesterday, May the 13th, in the afternoon, a Philadelphia all-news radio station, KYW 1060, had Nick's father on interviewing him. He said his son had flight tickets for April 13th because he wanted to get home to Philadelphia to see his friend's wedding in April 2nd. Or
yeah,
something.
I know. That interview got picked up, or at least he told the Associated Press the same thing, and this has all been confirmed. They have the ambassador's emails to them. The FBI interviewed him. This is public, and then they try to claim that they never had him, and now they've been caught lying.
And they were trying to say they wanted him to leave. Well, why didn't they let him leave if he wanted to come home?
They didn't let him go, and then they released him, and then Al-Qaeda got him within hours.
Right.
Al-Qaeda. What's the name of that radio station again?
KYW 1060.
KYW. I want to try to get the Bergs on. In fact, we've been trying.
Try to get the father. Yeah.
What else do you, what do you think about his son being investigated with Al-Qaeda 2 years ago? What do you think about him working at the prison? What do you think? I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
Well, what I understood is he wasn't so humanitarian. He was more a businessman, and he was making money.
Yeah, but come on, he's in the prison. this is getting ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody was paying him.
All right, anything else, Emmett?
No, that's all.
All right, thank you. Tim in Kansas City. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I was checking this morning a website that I know that you went to before, www.reality.net.
Uh-huh.
It comes up now as www.dhs.gov, the DHS public theme, home number 6, and it's talking about threats and protection and disinformation. I tried it 6 times. Each time I tried to write directly into the browser to
Sir,
pull up that page.
I don't understand what you're talking about. What are you saying?
Whenever I try to pull up reality.net, it comes up as Homeland Security now. I tried it 6 times this morning.
And so you're saying they're redirecting it?
Yes, they are redirecting it.
To Homeland Security?
Yes.
Stephanie,
I'm doing it right now. I got the page up. It's homepage number 6. I tried it 6 times just to make sure it wasn't me messing up, and that's what happened.
And what does the Homeland Security page see that you're at?
Threats and protection talks about synthesizing and disinformation, disseminating disinformation.
So, boy, that is scary.
And the next one up is the Safety Act, which talks about electronic communications and how they're interfering on it. www.safetyact.gov.
All right, sir. I will definitely check it out. Thank you. That's pretty scary if that's the case. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Louisiana. Mark, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, I've got your books and your videos, and I do reproduce them and hand them out, so I'm trying to spread the word.
Good.
Listen, did you know about the truckers trying to strike this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday?
I had heard about that. Tell us about it.
All I know is that it's Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and also the regular car drivers are hopefully not going to buy fuel over the weekend as well.
Well, truckers shut areas of California down last week.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I heard about that on the TV, as a matter of fact. I'm driving right now through Houston, as a matter of fact.
Well, I tell you, you know, they're paying over $3 a gallon in California. It's hit over $2 a national average. It is a total scam. We have plenty of oil. The oil companies are registering record profits. This is a complete fraud.
Oh, I know. It's just it's pure profit taking. I know. You know, and it makes it hard with the dollar being devalued every day and the price of gas going up. I mean, a guy, a trucker, a driver cannot make a living anymore.
Well, on top of this, the Federal Reserve has been printing money like it's going out of style. The dollar's lost 40% plus. It fluctuates between 42, 44 cents of its value against the EU and most other major currencies. But, you know, in Mexico, the average Mexican knows that it's bad that the peso's weak. They're more intelligent than us. In America, you tell a yuppie, hey, the dollar's been devalued, they'll laugh at you and say, what does that mean? Well, it means the country's falling apart. It means the New World Order is destroying our economy. And by the way, in every case where energy prices spike for more than 3 months, we have a recession. But they tell us we're coming out of a recession. The economic numbers don't reflect that.
Right. Well, all I know is I'm fixing to invest in some gold and get rid of all that paper.
All right, sir. Well, good to hear from you, Mark. We'll go to more calls here in a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about the oil prices, talking about this bloody soap opera with the Nicholas Berg situation under FBI investigation with Zacharias Moussaoui, working at the infamous Abu Ghraib prison in U.S. custody after that, handed over directly, grabbed by Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, on and on and on and on. And here's the NBC headline last night. The CIA did it to take the heat off the Pentagon. NBC reporter stated tonight, primetime news, continuing, a story that will not die easily here in the Arab world. Nightly news with Tom Brokaw. Thus said the reporter from NBC's already inoculating the public against the reasonable conspiracy theory being promulgated by more questioning minds in both America and overseas. But it makes all the sense in the world. The previous article posted, Fishy Circumstances and Flawed Timelines, is worth reading, especially the numbered observations at the close of the article. But there is more to add. Both Drudge and Al Jazeera report that a body found on Monday by U.S. military patrolling alongside a road over the weekend was identified as Berg's. Oh, my goodness. And again, MSNBC, during his time in Iraq, he struggled with the Arabic language and worked at night on a tower in Abu Ghraib, a site of repeated attacks on U.S. convoys and the location of the notorious prison where U.S. soldiers abused Iraqi inmates. Berg executioner wore gold ring forbidden by Islam. Just please. Diplomats' emails show Berg in custody. Associated Press family members providing emails Thursday. Yesterday, that Sir Nicholas Berg was held by the U.S. military before he was kidnapped and beheaded by the government contends the messages were based on erroneous information. Berg's family is calling the U.S. government to tell all it knows about its contacts with a 26-year-old businessman in the weeks before his body was found last weekend in Baghdad, and a gruesome video that showed his beheading was posted on the Internet. Very, very interesting. And but then the FBI admits they met with him three times in the coalition prison. That's admitted. The military's been lying, and now they're saying, okay, maybe we did meet with him, but that's not really under our control. That was the coalition. I have confirmed that our son, Nick, is being detained by the U.S. military. Quote, I have confirmed that your son, Nick, is being detained by the U.S. military in Mosul. He is safe. He was picked up approximately 1 week ago. We will try to obtain additional information regarding his detention and a contact person you can communicate with directly. Ambassador Payne wrote to Berg's father, Michael, on April 1st. And again, the FBI went and met with him. He was there 13 and a half days. Payne repeated that Berg was, quote, being detained by the U.S. military. An email that same day to Berg's mother, Suzanne. The next day, Payne wrote that she was still trying to find a local contact for the family, but added that given the security situation in Iraq, it was not easy. U.S. officials don't really deny that they had him. They spin it and say, quote, U.S. officials say Berg was detained by Iraq police March 24th and was never in custody of American forces. Berg is believed to have been kidnapped days after Iraqi police coalition forces released him April 6. He was there under FBI control. He was interviewed by the FBI over almost 2 weeks. I mean, it's but that's the spin. Well, we didn't really have him. We had troops there and FBI there, but it was an Iraqi jail. Well, who runs the Iraqi jails? I mean, that's like I say, that's a nice dog you have. You go, really? It's a caninus familiaris. This is proper Latin term. You go, but it's a dog. No, it's caninus familiaris. Well, that's a nice cat you have. No, it's not a cat. We don't own a cat. We own a feline familiaris. Okay? It's not a cat. Because this, I mean, are you getting what I'm saying here? It's like I punch you in the nose and you go, you punched me in the nose. I go, no. I gave you a blow in the nose. No, I struck you. We did not. I did not hit him. I struck him. You know, the proper term is that I struck him. You know, I mean, it's just we did not have him. We just had troops holding him, and the FBI interviewed him. We did not have him. It was coalition forces. Oh, I mean, what? Oh boy, it's and the neocons are going to buy this. We never had him. Why we never? See, never. I don't know how they're going to spin that he was. Look, it's obvious this guy was an intelligence operative. He's involved in FBI investigations, trading passwords with Zacharias Moushawi, the 20th hijacker. He's working in Abu Ghraib prison. He travels the world, a young man, out there helping disadvantaged people in war zones. I mean, come on, folks. Obvious intelligence work. The total M.O., and I don't know. Did Mr. Berg find out something? Did he say he wasn't going along with something? Or is he basking right now in the Maui sun, as they say in The Running Man? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We'll go back to your calls again here in just a few minutes. What do you think about all this? I mean, do you realize how important this story is? Just another example of how this whole thing stinks to high heaven. In every case, every document, every weapons dossier, every weapons find, every video, every audio tape they ever release, in hindsight, is later proven to be false. And in many cases, they come out and admit it, but it's a tiny correction on page B80 instead of, you know, A1 in the newspaper, and the average dumbbell never knows about it. That's how they recycle the terrorists. Most of these supposed al-Qaeda leaders, they capture them 3 times, they kill them twice, then later there's a tiny footnote in some, you know, BBC article. Oh, this Arab was actually a CIA operative and they had to stage his death. He wasn't al-Qaeda, he was a mole. But I thought he blew everything up. You know, they do this over and over again. It's like the supposed al-Qaeda chief in Iraq cutting Berg's head off. Turns out they claim they killed him 3 months ago and had the dead body. They claim they killed Saddam's sons. Turns out they're alive. Saddam's widow goes to see him. Ex-wife. He goes, that's not my husband. His children see him. That's not him. It's just over and over and over again, and we buy this. It's nothing but a magician's trick. It's nothing but a magician's trick, a fraud, an illusion. Break through it. This is nothing but theater. Absolute, total theater. I've got a giant stack of Berg news here. I want to go over these other 15 anomalies sometime. We'll do that later. Berg's father saying that Berg died for the sins of Bush. The father of Nick Berg, the American beheaded in Iraq, directly blamed Lord Bush and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, that's Darth Tyrannus, on Thursday for his son's death. My son died for the sins of Darth Sidious and the sins of Darth Tyrannus. I'll stop joking. I'm not joking, really. My son died for the sins of George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld, this administration did this, Berg said in an interview with the radio station KYM. And by the way, I'm hearing in emails and stuff that he went on to say they may be involved. But see, they cut it off with, they did this. In an interview from outside his home in Westchester, Pennsylvania, a seething Michael Berg also said a 26-year-old son, a civilian contractor, probably would have felt positive even about his executioners until the last minute. I am sure that he only saw a good in his captors until the last second of his life, Berg said. They did not know what they were doing. They killed their best friend. God, this guy is such a nice bleeding heart. Give me a break. I got to talk to Mr. Berg. 2 days after the publication of a video showing the execution of his son by five masked men, could be Austin police officers, I'm being sarcastic, you know, masked men aren't good, folks. But now they tell us masked men are good. When we do it, bad when they do it. When we torture, it's good. It's bad when they torture. It's the double thing. Berg attacked the Bush administration for its invasion of Iraq and its sponsorship of the Patriot Act, which gives sweeping powers of surveillance to the federal government. Berg described the Patriot Act as a coup d'etat. It's not the same America I grew up in. You're right about that, Mr. Berg.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up in the next hour, I'm going to air this National British radio program that heard what I heard. But I heard this on Tuesday night. I could only watch the video three times. I don't like watching simulated murders or real murders, whatever this is. Obviously, he was already dead when they cut his head off, or blood would have sprayed, and blood should have dripped out of his head, but I don't want to continue with that, where there's obviously a Western voice. And by the time you take this off the news in England and transfer it here and play it on the radio, I don't know how good you'll be able to hear it. But if you go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and click on it, you know, the main story archive, it's one of the top stories, you know, Western voices in the background, you can clearly hear somebody saying, "Thy will be done," in an American accent. And, I mean, I heard this off the original, off the tape. The government's all certified and everything. And I heard other Western voices clearly in the background. Very, 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 very suspicious. So that's coming up early in the next hour. I know we got Brad, Bill, Martin, and Wayne, and others, Rabishaw, and others that are patiently holding. Before I go to your calls, if you want to engage in the info war, if you want to have an effect, if you want to wake people up, if you want to break people's conditioning, you've got to shock them. People say you got to wake people up gently and slowly. No, I don't agree. I mean, you got to shock people. You got to shock these yuppies. You got to shock these liberals. You got to shock these neocons out of their false paradigm. You got to knock them upside the head with the truth, a cold bucket of ice water on them. You know, you got to do it, folks. And 9/11, the road to tyranny, masters of terror. Both those videos I made cover 9/11, detail how the globalists carried out September 11th. My film Matrix of Evil is absolutely amazing. My newest, with Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, Colonel Greg Roberts, myself. Video of us throwing the Patriot Act out in Austin. Great new film. They're all over 2 hours long. Police State 3, Total Enslavement. If you're getting just one tape, it's master's degree level. I'm serious when I say that. It's really three or four films in one, 2 hours, 44 minutes long, lays out who the neocons are, the false left-right paradigm, 9/11, other government terror events, the Homeland Security, Patriot Act 1 and 2, the Victory Acts. It's all in there, and just an incredible tour de force. Better watch it in three or four sittings, though. I mean, it's hard to watch the whole thing. There's so much, so fast moving. They're $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more. So please make the call, get the videos, make copies of my videos. We also carry Jews, the Preservation of Firearms, new film, the most professional thing I've ever seen, Innocence Betrayed, about the Second Amendment, and 180 million people killed after their guns were taken, Eric Hushman videos. It's just all there. George Humphrey's books on tape and CD. 1-888-253-3139. Call up, ask what we have to offer, decide what you're going to get. Big discounts when you order multiple items. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping cart. You can watch free video clips of the films, read about the films, hear reviews of the films. It's all there on the site, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or 1-888-253-3139. Don't procrastinate. Make the call today. All right. When we get back, we'll go to some calls, get back into some news, and then early in the next hour, 10, 15 minutes in, I'll air this news piece from England with the... You know, I heard the American voices, the Western voices, and I noticed this on Tuesday. I told my wife about it, and somehow I just glazed over it and moved on to the other news of him being in U.S. custody and now working at Abu Ghraib prison and now being investigated with Moussaoui back after 9/11. I mean, this is really getting rich. Very, very serious, and our heart goes out to the family. So, second hour, just a few seconds away. Please stay with us as we defend liberty and resist tyranny. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels.
The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are recleanable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.